Our home. Our home was an 11-room log house built by my grandfather, W.P. Vandevert. He started it in 1892, right after my father, Claude, was born, and it was added to over the years and completed in 1909. There were 5 bedrooms upstairs and 1 down. There was a large living room, dining room, and kitchen with pantry. The pantry was a room with cupboards, shelves, and a work table where most of the bread and baking goods were put together. There was a cooler built onto the outside wall where a few things could be kept for a day or so. We kept all our pots and pans, dishes, silverware, and extra dishes in this pantry, and it was an easy workspace to use. We also had what we called the milk house right outside the pantry door. It was made of wood frame with double walls, which were filled with sawdust. It had a concrete floor and had tables and shelves for storage of all the canned goods and store-bought goods that we had. It stayed cool in the summertime and kept the milk fresh for a few days. Then we used it for cheese and butter or the animals. Also, a small burner stove was used in the winter when the temperatures went below zero. Otherwise, everything would have been frozen. Sometimes the milk would be frozen over in the pans, and we would have to let it sit inside the house for a while to thaw. There was also a milk separator that was kept in the milk house in the winter time and on the back porch off the kitchen in the summer. It separated the cream from the milk, and it had a lot of parts that required careful washing and sterilizing for the next batch of raw milk. It turned by a crank and really worked well. Washing it was no fun, though. There was a small space in the roof of the milk house, where also covered with sawdust. It was a great place to play and where the cat usually had her kittens. I could play with them all I wanted to. We also had an ice house that was across the river from our house. It too was made of double walls and filled with sawdust. In the winter time, and this is before I remember, the men used saws and cut ice into blocks and took them up the ramp from the river to the ice house. They would fill the interior of the house with those ice blocks, and from what I was told, it lasted them through most of the summer. I know that one of the fun parts of my get-togethers at the ranch in the summer was that Dad would make homemade ice cream. It was delicious. Took a while to make it. It too was hand-cranked and required patience and a lot of chopping of ice and salt to get it really cold while turning. It was always vanilla-flavored, and we ate every bit. It made about 2 gallons, I think. Grandpa W.P. Vandevert. In later years, my dad built a small one-room cabin beside the house. It was for my Grandpa Vandevert, who by then was using a cane. His room had always been upstairs, but it was getting more difficult for him to go up those stairs. His little one-room cabin had a bed, dresser, and a small wood stove. He would stay there in the summertime. He had an Indian blanket on his bed, which had been given to him in Holbrook, Arizona, as a remembrance for his time as a Masonic leader. His routine was to come in the house for breakfast, go back to his room, and then venture out to the front porch of the house and wait for someone to go get the mail. Our mail was delivered in a box on Highway 97, which was 1 mile from the house. Our address in those days was Upriver Route, and at one time just the old homestead. That is hard to believe in this day of zip codes. Dad either drove out to get it each morning around 9 or 10 o'clock, or Claude and I would go to pick it up. We got the Ben Bulletin and the Portland Journal. My mother took a few magazines too. there was a lot of letter writing in those days, as no one used the phones for long-distance calls unless it was an emergency. My grandpa wanted the Ben Bulletin immediately, and by the time he finished with it, it would be time for lunch. He would nap in the afternoon and then go back to the front porch and sit and watch whatever was going on. I know that one year I got my first real bicycle from my cousin Joanne and Ben. It was a real girl's bike. Well, I learned to ride it right out beside the house, and my grandpa watched me try to get on, get the pedals going, and then fall over many, many times. He would just watch, and if I got a little further each time, he would laugh and let me know to keep going. I finally mastered it. He was my biggest fan, and I never forgot his support. If it were winter time, he would sit by the fireplace in the living room, and if he could get someone to sit down, he would tell his stories of his early days. When Grandpa was in the living room during the day, he would play three games of solitaire. Even if he won a game or lost all three, he never played more than three at one sitting. He could remember trips, how many horses were taken, who the people were, and how long they were gone. One winter, after deer season, he told me to get some deer meat, and he would show me how to make venison jerky, like he did in the old days. I got the meat, and we cut it up in slices. We held it over the fire in the fireplace on long-handled forks until he said it was done, and then we ate it. I don't know if it was real jerky at the time that we did it, but I thought it was a great deal of fun, and I think he did too. He was a bear hunter at one time and took parties out to find the elusive lava bear. His daughter Grace once shot a bear when she was young, and it was written up in the Ben Bulletin. When Grandpa died, he was buried in the Greenwood Cemetery in Bend. The Masonic Lodge conducted the services. The bedrooms. The bedrooms upstairs were mostly large, with windows that had views of the field and river. There was a guest room for company who might stop by. At one time, the bedroom over the kitchen was for the teacher if she needed to stay due to snowy weather. I remember one, I'm not sure which one, who used to cut out magazine pictures and then burn the edges with a match and hang them up all over her room. I think that was an inexpensive way to decorate at that time. There were wide hallways upstairs also. They were used for various things. We had several trunks that were my grandparents who brought them with them years before, and they were kept either in bedrooms or hallways. One hallway had shelves where there were many books that had been given as gifts to each other over the years. Some were from my dad's family, the Vanderverts, and some from my mother's family, the Catlows. There were also copies of old school textbooks used in school. There was also a bookshelf in the guest room that had mostly novels. I believe a lot of them came from my mother, as she had quite a collection when she married and brought them with her to the ranch. There were sets of books, novels, and some nonfiction. Some of them I read over and over again. Also, just above the wide stairway that went to the second floor, there was a small room reached only by pulling a plank with notches down from a small door into the room. This was called our shoe shop, where we put on new soles, new heels, and generally repaired shoes so they would last a while longer. It was a rather small place to play, but that didn't stop us from going into that little room many times. My parents' bedroom was downstairs. It was a large, airy room with two closets and a wood stove that was used in the wintertime when the weather got cold. When I was very young, I had a bed in their room, and that is where I slept until the folks fixed the upstairs room of my grandfather's for me to have for my own. I remember they wallpapered, painted, and put some new quilts on my bed, and I thought it was wonderful to have my own room. I filled it with books, pictures, and kept the trunks that had been in the room there. I also had a dresser with all my girl things. I remember buying cosmetics from coupons out of the magazines. You could get free samples of Tangy lipstick, Pond's Cold Cream, Jergens Hand Lotion, and even some perfumes with names that I have forgotten. It was so much fun to get those little packages in the mail with some new cosmetic to try. In the summertime, we all slept outside as much as possible on beds that were set up and just left there. We loved sleeping out, watching the stars at night. It would be very cold when we arose in the morning, but we loved it. The outbuildings.